Good morning, Ben. Welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast, mate.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Not a drama. Now, very exciting stuff. You finished a pretty good position on the ladder. Of course, the Stars just got that little break on you, but it shows in the last couple of matches they can be beaten, and you must be pumped up for this big match with them, the playoff, to possibly go through, then one match away from the grand final.
Yeah, definitely. You know, as soon as the Stars got that big breakaway and locked in first spot, you know, our goal was to obviously finish in second and get that double chance if they are to beat us again, but also that chance to, as you say, win and go straight through and host the final at the SCG.
I think that's the exciting part about it, Ben. You get an opportunity to host the final. Yes, you're playing down there in Melbourne on Friday night, but if you can knock off the Stars, who are going through a bit of a tough period at the moment, then you get to host the finals, and what a big boost that would be.
Yeah, definitely. We have an amazing fan base, and they always turn out in good numbers, so I can only imagine what a final would be like. They'd all be there, and you know, it's always an advantage to be playing on a pitch that you know better than anyone else and on a ground that you're particularly comfortable with. So if we can pull off a win down there on Friday night, then we'd be really confident going into the final.
And now, have the Sixers grown and improved throughout this tournament, do you believe?
Yeah, I think we have. You know, we've kept a pretty stable side the whole way through, so we're really getting used to how each other play and all that sort of stuff. So I think, you know, having the likes of Lyon, Smith and Hazelwood come back into the team as well is always going to boost that there. Just having their experience and confidence under pressure in the key moments has been really important for us.
What about the last time you played the Stars, mate? Stornis was teeing off. Are we still having nightmares about that?
Up until we beat them at the SCG, I think there was a few nightmares going around. But, you know, it was good to get one back on them at the SCG. And, you know, that'll give us some good confidence going into the Melbourne game that we, you know, we found a few different plans that seemed to work against him. And hopefully we'll be able to do a similar thing down in Melbourne.
Is that the key to sort of limiting, you know, what the Stars can do, is trying to get Stoinis and possibly Maxwell? Are they the two key wickets that you try and target when you come up against the Stars?
Yeah, I think so. You know, they obviously have, you know, some good power the whole way down with guys like Hanscom and even Coulsonale down at the end can do some damage. So they're still dangerous, but you look throughout the season and they're their two leading run scorers, and they've sort of got it done for them in the key times. So you know, you can put a lot of pressure on the rest of the batters if they know that they don't have Stoinis and Maxwell there to finish off the innings or to get them off to a good start. So, if we can get those two early, then, you know, it'll definitely put us in a really good position.
What's the key when you're bowling to Stoinis? Because we know he's got great power, and in those power plays early, he goes for it. But what's the key to keeping him a little bit subdued?
I think you know, he hit the ball to all parts of the ground. So I think the key to bowling to him is just to be a little bit unpredictable and try and not let him predict what's coming, because he's very good at picking gaps and manoeuvring the ball around and finding the boundary where the fielders are. So I think just sort of keeping it a little bit unpredictable and mixing your pace up and all that sort of stuff, and just like read what he wants to do and then try and stay one step ahead of him, because, you know, he's obviously a really good player and he's in really good form at the moment, so that can be a little bit challenging, but that's what you're going to try and do.
Can you let us know any goss? Sean Abbott, do you reckon he'll play?
I'm hearing that he's been training really well and that he's feeling good. Whether he's got the medical clearance yet, I'm not sure, but, you know, speaking to him, I know that he'd love to play, so he's doing and has done everything that he could possibly do to get back. So I think we've got training tomorrow, so we'll know a little bit more then, but fingers crossed.
Mm. You spoke earlier about having, you know, Hazelwood back in the team and Lyon, but what about having Steve Smith, the game's best batsman, back in your lineup? That must give everyone a lot of confidence.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you look at the way that he controlled that last game against the Renegades and the run chase. You know, sitting on the sideline watching, everyone felt really confident that as long as he was out there, we were going to get across the line, because he just looked so in control and never let things get out of hand. But I think even in the field as well, he's such a good presence in the field. He's always running around and getting into the best spots for him to be in, and off field as well. He's, you know, so much experience playing against every player around the world. So it's sort of invaluable to speak to and sort of build a few plans off that. So, you know, you speak about guys like Stoinis and Maxwell, who's, you know, played years of cricket with and against them all around the world. So I'm sure he'll be able to add a little bit there to what we're trying to do to those two guys.
Now, Ben, we've heard stories roll through the press about Steve, you know, shadow batting in the hotels. He's, you know, you might be talking about the sights and sounds on tour, and all he wants to talk about is cricket. What's he like away from the field? What's the goss on him? Is he as annoying as some of the other players have said? He's just, because he's just always going on about the cricket. He's just mad for it.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, absolutely loves it. He lives and breathes it. I haven't been lucky enough to room with him as of yet and see what he's like when you're on tour and he's up shadow batting at all hours of the day. But yeah, in and around training and social events and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, he loves it. He's always, you know, he's always first to comment on a game that happened the night before or something like that. So yeah,
he's just obsessed.
So when they put you into the rooms, Ben, do they pair you up with other bowlers, or do you have your choice of who you room with, or do they put a batsman with a bowler out? How does it all work in cricket?
It's pretty random. I think I've been with Jonathan Silk for this year, and then, you know, the thing is just whatever the team manager decides, she just comes up with it, and then you run with that. But past, it's sort of fast bowlers are stuck with fast bowlers.
Who'd be the worst result for you, mate?
You don't want a snorer or someone like
who's
that.
Who's the one you'd just be going, oh, please, don't, not a pair up?
Good question. I don't want to throw anyone under the bus here.
No, go on.
Have a crack.
Daniel Hughes, I reckon he's a little bit of a pest. So.
He's a pest. Very good, mate. Now, what about you know, the home games, mate? The SCG crowd's been enormous for you. It was great to see them roll out the other day. Look, if you get the second bite of the cherry, etc., you've got to get along. I mean, they've been invaluable, your fans, this season.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they make a massive difference when you're out there. You know, when in key moments of the game, when you've got, you know, the crowd cheering and supporting you rather than just silence around the ground, it makes a big difference. So, yeah, they've been fantastic all season. So I've got no doubt that whether it's a second chance final or if it's the big one, that there'll be, you know, big numbers there, and I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, mate. Well, good luck in the big potential game, well, not the big potential game, but the big qualifier, obviously, against the Stars, mate. You've got a bit of work to do down there because, obviously, they towered you up last time at the MCG, but I reckon you're going to give them a bit of curry, mate.
Fingers crossed.